This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at West Chase Golf Club. For those of you who play golf in the Tampa Bay area, if you have not returned or ever played West Chase Golf Club, I highly recommend it. If you were to ask any of the 28 foursomes that teed it up in my Good versus Evil 2018 event back on February 3rd, they would all tell you that West Chase Golf Club was in terrific shape, and in particular, some troubled greens over the last few years. Number 2, number 5, number 8, to name a few, and especially number 7, were in the best shape they've seen in a long, long time. West Chase Golf Club is running a lot of specials, in addition to being lower golf rates overall. Check out their Wacky Wednesdays and Thirsty Thursdays for those of you that can sneak in some golf mid-week. But check them out. I think you'll like what you see out there. You may even run into me out there with the likes of Dave Wirth or some of my players that I like to tee it up with. 813-854-2331. 813-854-2331, or visit them online, westchasegc.com. We're obviously waiting for the new league year to start to put some things into place, to put some new players into new situations, to potentially lock up other players staying with their current teams, and then getting on the fast track towards the late April 2018 National Football League draft. So it's not just about fantasy football conversation here in the offseason. It's just about general football conversation. But one of the things that I said last week on the podcast was any email you sent me would be read on the podcast, in addition to me responding via email, which I'm always going to do. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Jim Zabrowski took me up on it. And Jim is one of my listeners also on VSiN, the Vegas Sports and Information Network, where I appear regularly with the fine podcaster turned full-time radio talk show host now in Las Vegas, Gil Alexander. Amazing, a Redskin fan like Gil and a Cowboys fan like me can get along so well. It's an NFC East thing. It is the division of champions in the NFL now. What was taking you so long, Philadelphia? Welcome. You deserve it. Jim, like many of you, listened to me and Gil. And for those of you, Gil was on vacation this past week. And I will return sort of leading up to the Masters. I'm going to leave the March Madness stuff to the people who are more into it than me. I used to be very into it. I've been to all or parts of 10 Final Fours, multiple regional finals, regional semifinals, first and second round games. The only thing I never did was go to Dayton for the play-in games. Just not as into college basketball as I used to be. I'll watch the tournament. I'll enjoy it. When I'm in Vegas, I will play it. When I'm there on site, but in terms of feeling comfortable looking at it in advanced scouting and handicapping, I'll leave that to Gil Alexander's other guests on VSiN. But Jim is one of our listeners for me and Gil, and Jim said, I've been running a fantasy football league for about 25 years. Some of you have been doing it that long. You were doing it back when people were making fun of you. Mm-hmm. And still doing it. You're a lot of the heart and the growth of fantasy football. And trust me, the NFL appreciates it more than you know. So do a lot of major websites. And that is Jim's question. Jim doesn't use a website. He says, I've not been able to find one to accommodate our league. His league, and I complimented Jim on this. Jim basically runs the equivalent of what became DFS. His league is 3 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 4 wide receivers / tight ends, 3 kickers, 1 DST, and you can select any players you want. Jim uses an Excel spreadsheet that works pretty good, but is still a lot of work. I'm sure it is, Jim. Anytime you're scoring fantasy football manually, it is going to be a lot of work. Jim was simply asking, do I know of any website that would work to accommodate his league and would be basically customizable? And one of the things I said back to Jim was, I wish someone, so hopefully some whiz or fantasy football player who is involved at the major websites that we use for our fantasy football scoring and our servers, and there are a number of them out there, but not enough of them allow us to customize our leagues beyond just non-PPR, PPR, this many points for this, this many points for this, IDP, DST, etc. They have all the basics in there, and I know one of the things that Yahoo did last year that I liked was they're going to allow, they announced it a little too late for me to implement it in my league, but we can customize the playoffs, which basically what it allows me to do next year is something I've been wanting to do for a while. Award all but one playoff spot based on head-to-head. But the last playoff spot, the last wild card, will go to the remaining franchise that earned the most regular season points. Not the one that's going to be on the outside looking in. And we've had this happen in a lot of leagues where you get four teams in the playoffs and there's a team that doesn't make the playoffs and he happens to have the second most amount of points in the league. And he's like, well, what's that all about? It's unfortunate. It is part of fantasy football if you're going to play a head-to-head league, which are more fun to play. But this way, I can take that last playoff spot and award it to whomever I want. In this case, whatever team in my league has the most points that didn't otherwise earn one of the top playoff spots. Now, it could not. I just think it's more of a reward, especially since we're talking about the last team to get in. So that's something that Yahoo introduced last year. Honestly, I'd love, now it wouldn't be what I would do with my current league, but I would love to start a league that it takes on some of the elements of Eliminator or Survivor, where much like Jim's league, where you can select any players you want, or in Daily, where you can select any players you want, in my league, you can select any players you want, but once you select that player, you can't use them again in the regular season. So let's just play along with me here. So let's take a base. Let's take a base 13-week regular season where we've got playoffs in week 14, 15, and 16. Obviously, ignoring week 17, the right thing to do. Let it go. Catch your breath. Wait to see who gets in the NFL playoffs and then reboot, enjoy the playoffs, maybe do some daily fantasy in the playoffs, etc. But don't have your season-long league winner determined in week 17. Don't do it. What I would like to do is in a league like that where we're playing head-to-head, weeks 1 through 13, playoffs, week 14, 15, 16, from week 1 through 13, let's say my team, the Gotham City Rogues, that is actually my team in the league I commission. Credit to those of you who know the reference. I can, week one, let's say play Kirk Cousins at quarterback. I could play Le'Veon Bell and Alvin Kamara as my two running backs. No problem. Sounds good. Week two, I can't play him. I can't play him again the entire regular season. So you have to, you know, you have to pick and choose. You got to pick your spots. You got to go for the good matchups. Because I play some fantasy golf also actually in a league for charity where we play the entire FedEx Cup season. For example, last week I had Alex Noren, a tremendously talented European player. last couple of years who is just looking to break through in either a major championship or more, or in a World Golf Championship event. And I had him at Honda, and he finished one shot back and finished third. I can't use him this week in the World Golf Championship, Mexico Championship. I can't use him in the Masters. I can't use him in the U.S. Open. I can't use him in the Open Championship. I can't use him in the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational. Same elements there. So I'd love to do something like that. I cannot find a website to do that. So basically, Jim, thank you again for listening and for writing me from Eagan, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And please continue to email me. People like you and I and so many listening to this podcast, we've gotten so creative that we're more creative than some of these servers because they haven't figured out a way to let us customize what we're doing. Hopefully at some point in the near future, we can do things like that. Because, Jim, it would save you a lot of work. I would love to run a one-and-done type fantasy league, but I don't have time to manually score it. I don't. I don't want to go down that road. I spent enough time already in say, Yahoo with my own league, and I don't want to add unnecessary time just to achieve what I think will be another fun league. I just think it'd be a nightmare taking in lineups or making lineup changes, and I don't want to touch anything like that. Thanks again, Jim. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is once a week now in the offseason until we get to about mid-late July, and then we'll go back up in multiple podcasts each week as you're getting ready for your season-long drafts. Just subscribe to the podcast, however you choose to listen to the podcast, whether it's on JoeBucksFan.com, on iTunes, on Podbean, there's so many sites now. I almost hate to try to mention them all and then leave one out. So we'll stop there. You can subscribe, and then you always know when there's a new podcast. And if there's ever news in the off season, I can just give you a new podcast in addition to the one I generally am always going to give you later in the week, best case scenario, posting on Friday. So subscribe to the podcast, and then you'll always know when the new one is there. So again, we're biding our time. We're roughly 2 weeks away from the start of the new league year. One thing that I did talk about, I believe on a previous podcast, and as of Thursday night, looks like it may be trending in the opposite direction, is John Gruden's opinion on Marshawn Lynch in terms of Lynch going forward as Gruden's lead tailback for 2018. Gruden has been unhappy with his lack of contact with players since taking the job, rules that weren't in place when he was previously coaching the Buccaneers and the Raiders, or even when he was an assistant coach. But latest report from Michael David Smith, posted just past 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on ProFootballTalk.com, was that the Raiders could not only cut Michael Crabtree, but they may also cut Marshawn Lynch. Cam Newton, who resurfaced as a very good fantasy option at quarterback this past year for the Carolina Panthers, who made the postseason, a lot of that, again, if you get into a situation in your draft where you don't want to overspend or overdraft at the quarterback position, you're going to let somebody else in your league draft Aaron Rodgers. You're going to let somebody else in your league draft Tom Brady. You're going to let somebody else in your league take that risk on Andrew Luck. And as of right now, I wouldn't even be drafting Luck with the last pick. Until we see anything more. That was a wasted pick for a lot of you last year. Don't get duped again. Or Drew Brees, and more Sean Payton expects a Drew Brees deal soon for Brees to stay in New Orleans, not break the bank, and go somewhere as a free agent here at the very end of his career, stay with the situation he's very comfortable with, familiar with, etc. If you get into a situation where you start drafting quarterbacks when most others in your season-long league are drafting quarterbacks, You might just want to trend to the guy who can get you rushing yards, get you a rushing touchdown occasionally. It elevated the value of Josh McCown this past year with the New York Jets, and it brought Cam Newton back. We were worried about it with the change in offensive philosophy, and Cam never liked throwing to backs out of the backfield, and then they draft Christian McCaffrey. And you know what? It didn't work that bad. McCaffrey obviously was a PPR delight. The amount of yardage he got receiving was enough even in non-PPR leagues to justify him as a starting running back or a flex play. Even though you weren't getting many goal line traditional touches, those went to Jonathan Stewart. Now Stewart expected to be, and I believe it's been confirmed, released by the Carolina Panthers. I don't think this means more touches in a true rushing sense for McCaffrey where it really counts. I think Carolina's just going to go out and get themselves another true between the tackles, sort of a first down and, pardon the term, last down running back. You know, a guy that they can put behind Cam Newton on first and 10, and he's a threat to get the ball between the tackles and get them 3, 4, 5 yards. And then he's also a guy that if they're in third and 1, third and 2, or they're down on the goal line, same thing. He's a threat there. It allows Christian McCaffrey to stay in his current role, and Cam Newton likely stays a rushing threat. According to Rivera, the head coach of Panthers, also on ProFootballTalk.com, Newton is, quote, excited and nervous. That's a pretty honest way to put it about North Turner. But just the temperamental sense of Cam Newton, we know he likes things a certain way. He gets comfortable with things a certain way, comfortable with getting away with things a certain way. So when there's change, he's not necessarily thrilled about it. But the fact that he had such a good year last year, especially for fantasy purposes, did use his legs, did throw to McCaffrey out of the backfield. Carolina did go to the postseason, albeit losing in the opening round, granted on the road against the New Orleans Saints, speaks to Cam Newton again being in that conversation of being a QB1 for you next year. Not someone you want to overspend on or overdraft, in my opinion, but if it comes down to where you decide, yeah, I'm going to draft a quarterback, you know about Newton's legs and probably know more about him using his legs than, say, a Case Keenum with wherever Case Keenum is going to go. And we're now hearing upwards of $20 million for Case Keenum on the open market as opposed to the two he made last year. It feels like that. You know, you don't want to saddle someone who just had such a good year and say, wow, you know, it feels like an Osweiler contract, feels like a Mike Glennon contract. Well, it feels more like that than it's certainly not a bargain with Case Keenum based on how just strong the Minnesota Vikings have been built with the two lines and so much talent and so aggressive as the front office has been. When Teddy Bridgewater went down, when Dalvin Cook went down with having multiple options at these various skill positions for Minnesota. You know, if Case Keenum wants to make a lot of money, he can make it this offseason, just as A.J. McCarron is going to make a lot of money this offseason now that he is a free agent. Nick Foles could make a lot of money as a free agent if he presses and the Eagles want to get value for him and just move on from him after Foles in his second go-around with the Eagles wins the Super Bowl. But I look at those things, maybe not so much with McCarron, but I look at with a Keenum and a Foles and think, you got it pretty good the way you are. Granted, Keenum seemed to be fighting for his job every week. So maybe it's not so much with Keenum to break the bank as it is find a situation where you have a lot of the same strengths around you with a good football team and just maybe with a coach who believes a little bit more in you than your head coach did in Minnesota. And, of course, his offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur there in Minnesota did not end up in Arizona, as many of us wondered if he would, and part of a package deal with Case Keenum. All right, that's enough for this podcast. Again, things are really going to pick up in just a couple of weeks. We're going to have a lot of different elements to talk about, football-wise, fantasy football-wise, etc. Any email you send me, I will read on the podcast. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. My thanks to West Chase Golf Club for their continued support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and for hosting Good vs. Evil 2018. Get out to West Chase Golf Club and play with these wonderful conditions in this very warm weather, late February into early March. 813-854-2331. Next golf tournament will be on sale within the next 24-48 hours. Go to joebucksfan.com/golf, joebucksfan.com/golf. We will be playing April 28th at the private Buckhorn Springs Golf and Country Club in Valrico, and I'm treating this as our major championship. If you have played in a previous event, you're going to want to play in this one. If you have never played in a Todd Wright Tour golf event, and you've heard all the good things about it, and you're looking for the right one to play in, this is the one. April 28th. Buckhorn Springs Golf and Country Club. Buckhorn's not a place where you can just go online and book a tee time. Make a phone call, get a tee time. But on the Todd Wright Tour, through me, you can get a tee time. Because I have 100-plus tee times to sell for my Todd Wright Tour Championship on Saturday, April 28th at Buckhorn Springs Golf and Country Club. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy your weekend.